stay here and watch me. For you, I have no magic tricks to build or to sell.
Now, look, Pop, I'll pay you just as much as any magician. Maybe more.
Oh, no. Yeah, for you, I have nothing. I build a trick or an illusion for you, and what do you do with it? Expose it on the stage. Show the public how it works. You are not a magician. You're making it impossible for magicians to work. Get out of my shop.
Now, Pop, all I want is one trick. Nobody can make them like you. A Pop Baker false bottom table looks 2 inches high to an audience. Actually, it's about 6. Nobody's as good as you, Pop.
Huh. The great Mento says nobody is as good as me. So I relent. I sell him my tricks. Oh, no. Now, not for you, Mento. No tricks.
Look, Pop, you've no real gripe against me. Okay. So I expose magic. So what?
So what, you say? Listen. 10 years ago, who was the greatest magician of them all? Who, answer me? Who?
You mean you? Well, you were pretty good.
Pretty good. From coast to coast, a headliner. My own magic show, 2 performances a day, my name in electric lights. Baker the Baffler. Now, what do I have?
A pretty nice business, making effects for magicians.
That compares with what I had? Fool. Here do I have an audience that applauds me? No. Here do I have anything except my tools, my work?
You're not blaming me for getting you off the stage, are you?
Yes. Yes, I blame you. I must blame you. Every trick I did on the stage, you exposed. Soon people did not want to see me anymore. They know how my tricks are done. They laugh at me. You made them laugh at me. No, Mento. From me, you get nothing. Ever.
Sorry you feel that way, Pop. But I think you're exaggerating this a little bit, aren't you?
Oh, no. No, I'm not. I think many times of the years I was on the stage, how it was everything to me, my whole life.
Well?
You took that life away from me, Mento. Remember and be warned. You took my life from me. Maybe someday I do the same for you.